רב אלעזר בן עזריה אומר, קופה מטה על צידו ונויטו שמו ייטל ויעזר. Let us see again the לושן המשנה דף ממתס המדלת. The משנה דף תס המדלת brings a מחלוקת רב אלעזר בן עזריה in the חכמים. רב אלעזר בן עזריה אומר, קופה, they were מטמין הקדירה in a קופה. So the kupe, when you want to take out the kdeira, mata al tzido v'noito. So first, you bend over the kupe, which was standing horizontally. Now you bend it, it was standing vertically. Now you bend it over horizontally. V'noito, and you take out the kdeira from the kupe when it is standing horizontally. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yoyim kupe mata al tzida v'noitel k'shebo litel hakdeira. He wants to take out the kdeira from the kupe mata hakupe al tzida. So he makes that the kupe should be going horizontally, and then he takes out the kdeira. Shemo yitel ve'eino yoche lahatze. Why does he have to make the kupe going horizontally when he takes out the kdeira? Shema yitel hakdeira. Maybe if the kupe will be standing vertically, he's going to take out the kdeira. V'yiplu hagizin shemikan umikan l'soich guma sheyoshva behem. After the kdeira will be taken out, so the gizim which surrounded the kdeira, Rashi learns that the dover hamatmin was gizei tema, which is mukze. The yiplu hagizin shemikan umikan l'soich hagume sheyoshvo behem. They'll fall into the gume that the kdeira was set into till now. So what's wrong? Im yitzarech lachzer latmino. And if the necessity will bring about that he has to go and be matmin again, after he took out the cholent, he heard someone's coming in another half an hour. So he wants to go and be matmin the kdeir again. Lo yuchel letaltel gizim lekan olekan velaseis guma lachzira besoicho. He'll be unable to be metaltel the gizim, because the gizim are mukze. So therefore, he does as follows. He, Chodesh Ha'oviv explains, he puts it horizontally. Now, when he puts it horizontally, so all the gizim fall on one side. So picturing the kupe, you have, let's say, the whole length of the kupe is now filled up with gizei tzema. Then you have the kdeira, and then you have the area that was surrounding the kdeira, which is now the top side of the kupe. That's empty. All the gizim fell out. So you have a cholo. Now he goes and takes out the kedere. He puts back the kedere into this cholo. And when he lifts it up and it gets vertical again, so lamaisa, it seems the gizim fall back into place and it becomes mutman again. That was the eitzah, the practical eitzah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Chachamim say he doesn't have to bend over the kupe. He can take out the kedere while the kupe is standing vertically. Umarze, and he puts it back. Now let us see our Gemara. Omar Rabbi Abe, Omar Rabbi Chiye Barashi. Hakel Moidin, Sai Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Sai de chachom, she'im niskalkelo hagume she'osa laharze. That if the gume became niskalkel, there's no more gume anymore, now the hollow place that the kedera had made became niskalkel, he took it out when the kupa was standing vertically, and the gume got filled up, she'osa laharze. You're not allowed to put back the kedera. Now, before we go further, let us see exactly why it is also. There's a whole sugya there. To ask Rabbi Abba Rabbi Barashi. So let us first understand what Rabbi Abba was mechadish. So Rashi says, "Sheim niskalkelo hagume, shenoflu hagizim limkayim moishav hakideiro." Now the vacuum, the hollow place that till now was the mokim hakideiro, now it got filled up with the gizei tema. Sheoso lahagze. So you're not allowed to put back the kedera. Why? Lefi shem mezes hagizim lekan ulekan. Because by putting it back, so he has to push away the gizim. Now the gizim are mukta, so mamela is not permitted to do it. Let us see Tosfos. Hakel moedim shem niskalkelo hagume sheasuro lahav. So Tosfos asks, "Va'afilu l'Rabbi Lozer ben Tadoi, the Omar v'peirik kol hakelim, toicheis bekush oy bekarke, v'hein nin oreis me'aleihem." There it is speaking about they were matmin a fruit in dvorim shel mukta in teven, and a fruit was completely submerged or surrounded by a dvorim shel mukta. He wants to take it out, so there's a problem. He can't move the mukta. Is teichev bekush, so he takes a long pin, and he sticks the pin into the peiri, and then he lifts up the peiri, v'hein nin oreis me'aleya. The tiltel minatzad loish me'tiltel. He says, pshat is, I'm being metaltal, I'm lifting up the peiri, hatomun, and the agavuche, the mukze shokul tzichok. But that's called tiltel minatzad, letzeirech dover hamuter, I'm being metaltal because I want the peiri, so loish me'tiltel. V'chein kaimolo. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, so what is wrong when I stick in the kedere into the Kupe, and I'll make my own gume. I'm pushing in the kupe, and vashteitzer, the gizim will spread apart, and there'll be a gume. There's also tiltel minatzad. So what's wrong with that? Hochi odif tvei mi tiltel minatzad. Shetzorech letaltel eilech ve'eilech ksheroitzin lahatmen. Here you have to be metaltel eilech ve'eilech ksheroitzin lahatmen. Exactly what does Tosfos mean? I think Tosfos means as follows. There's a meiridike rayon that the Chazainish says, Yisroelik anataz, but the Chazainish says, I'll tell you the taz in a minute, but the Chazainish says as follows. In the case of Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoi, the Iker Tiltel is in the Peri. I'm lifting up the Peri. Pashtetzach, other things are also happening. The Mukzeh is falling off from the Peri. But what I am doing, I'm being metaltel the Peri, and Al Yedei Tiltuli be Peri, the Mukzeh Shokol Tzecharo. So that is called Tiltel Minatzad. If it's Lutzeirich Dover HaMutter, it is Mutter. Here, l'chayre, I want to push away, there's mukze over here, I want to push away the mukze. But I won't touch the mukze, so I'm using the keli, the kedere, as a tool to push away the mukze. That's what he has to do. It won't go from zichalein, it's not an automatic puller. He has to push with this side and this side. He's not touching the mukze. But he's using the kedere as a tool to push away the mukze. That's called you being metaltal the mukze. I'm being taltal the kedere, and the mukze is moving away by itself. That is not the case over here. You have to push away the mukze al yedei kedere. Shetzorich letaltal eilach ve'eilach sheroitze lahatmen. So even though you're not touching the mukze, that is called you being metaltal the mukze. In Kainim Anachnu, that's Pshat and Tosfos. So then we would have a raya from this Tosfos, not like the Taz. The Taz says lahaloche, if a person has on the table Dvarim shel mukte, and he wants to get them off the table and the mukte, so he very sweetly takes a knife and shuckles them off. And that is called tiltul min hatzad, letzairech dover hamut, I need the place over here. So if letzairech dover hamut, it's called tiltul min hatzad. And there the chazenish tain is on the tzad. He says, that's not called tiltul min hatzad. And there he says, this lundis. I'm using the knife to be metaltul the mukze. Not that I'm being metaltul the knife and the mukze falls off. I'm using the knife as a tool to be metaltul the mukze. That's not called tiltul min hatzad. So im kainem anachnu, l'cheire, we would have a raya from this taisvis to the chazaynish, and not like the taz. Agavuche, the chazaynish, mutzitzich zer shtaka, one is allowed to sweep on Shabbos, dvorim mukta, because it's also the same thing, similar to the taz. Let us see the Rosh. The Rosh says another mahalach on our Gemara. The Rosh is on daf kuf samach, Ches Omid Bey. The Rosh says as follows. It is on the Gemara. Between Ois Yud and Ois Yud Aleph, Gemara. Omar Rab Abe, Omar Rab Chie Bar Ashi. Hakel Moidin, Sheim Niskalkala Hagume, Sheoso Lahazira. So what does the Rosh say? So the Rosh says, why is it also lachziro? De vaday yitaltel hagizin biyodoy lesake moishe vakdeira. The Rosh says andere werte. The Rosh says if he's going to make now a gume, he's not going to push it away with the kedeira. He's going to push it away with his hands. Val yidei hagdeira lo yitaltel. We have a liquidy chalant over here. He'll start pushing away the gizei tzema, and half of the chalant will spill out. So if he wants to be matman the kedere, he's gonna push it away with his hands. Lekovit Shabbos Kodesh. So memele by yedei kedere lo yitaltel. Pen yishofech hatavshel im yinanei tzema ra yedei kedere. Is memele. The Rosh, so we see, holds klar, not like Taisvis. The Rosh holds that Vakelt, if he would take use the Kedere, there wouldn't be any problem. That is Tiltul Min Hatzad. Now the Rosh says he won't use the Kedere because he's afraid Shema Yishofech HaKedere. So we're afraid he's going to be Metaltul Biyodek. So the vial we have over here, Tup Shotim, what Rab Abe, Rashi is very sosom. Rashi just says it's mukta. Rashi doesn't say what he was machadish over here. But Takert, he was machadish. Now we see Taisvis and the Rosh. He was machadish a greisish dikteire. According to Taisvis, he was machadish that this is not considered total minatzah. According to the Rosh, he was machadish that I'm afraid he won't be mitalto the gizei tema al yedei hakdeire. That's why it is also. The Rambam has a third pshat in our Gemara, because according to these two pshatim, the whole Mishnah is only speaking about if the Dover Hamatmin was Mukze. If the Dover Hamatmin was not Mukze, so there's no problem. You push it away, you stick in the Kedera. The Rambam says, Im Niskalkel HaKedera, Im Niskalkel HaGume, so the Rambam says it's and now he's making a new gume ki ilu matmin lechatchila b'Shabbos. That means even though this adin of a person was matmin erev Shabbos, we're going to have later and in this galso the hatmone the dvorim that he was matmin fell off. He's allowed to cover it again. But if lemaisa it was niskalkalo hagume and he's going to make now a new gume, it's nire. Kimatmin lechatchila b'Shabbos. Yeah, that's the Rambam's svara. The Chodesh Ha'Oviv says grad a very gishmak evolt in the Chachomim. He says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to avoid these problems of a whatever maybe being the skalkula haguma, you might the kupe al tzida. The chachamim aimrim neitel umarzel. It's very unclear. We'll see in the sugya. They hold you don't have to do it. Neitel umarzel. So the chaydesh ovis has a meiridike vote. They disagreed with the eitz of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They said the whole heter of continuing the hatmona is, if it's a neitel, he takes it out and returns it. The way you're saying is mata al tzido, so the whole hatmona became bottle already, because the whole thing fell down on one side. So now when he puts it in and he lifts it back up again, this is not neitel umarzel, this is considered he's making a new hatmona. So you're frum. You're saying maybe niskalka agume. So my melam said, what you're doing, taydachnish? You alone are mikalkal the gume. By pushing over the whole material on one side, and then later it's gonna fall back again when your mama did. So that gume is ketchilas hatmone. And the only heter is neitel umarzel. It could return it back in the same matzev. But you can't do what you are doing. Al kaponim we have here, three mahalchim, and what Rab Abba, Omer Rab Chiya Barashi was mechadish. Hakol moidim sheniskalklo hagume sheoser lahas. Frekte gemore tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, v'chachomim oimrim noitel umarzeh. V'chachomim say you keep the kupa standing vertically, you lift it out, and you put it back. Frekte gemore hechidom. How is it speaking about? If the gume was not niskalkel, shapir ka'omri rabon, we'll see there's two girsois. Either one girse, shapir ka'omri rabonon, that's Rashi's girse. So why does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagree with them? So, so we have to say that if there is a disagreement that's speaking about that there was a kilkel hagume, the chachomim hold, you're permitted to make a new gume. So all these svaris that we had till now that's not considered till tuminatzad, or we're afraid he might be metal to be a dime, or it's called atmona chadosha, we see it's nitazoi, because akoch the chachomim have to be speaking about in the case where it's niskalkel agum. Is upgefrek rabchia barash. Zip to gemara loy. Lo'oilom de loy niskalkelo. It is speaking about that the gume was not niskalkel. Aye, so what's the problem? Ohoche bechoyshishin kamif legi. Marsova choyshishin shemo niskalkelo agume, o marsova ein choyshish. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Chosa laharzil, if he shemeses agizin lakano lakan. So Chosa al tiltamukza. Shafi kami rabbonon, umay taimid rabbi loza. Why does rabbi loza rasa? Choyshishin. Ishorislay, litoy lechatchile, bekuv po zekufe. If you'll be matter to take out from a kupe zekufe, pa'amim sheniskalkulo. So sometimes it might become niskalkul. And what's the bosses? So there Rabbi Elazar said we're afraid if it became niskalkul, va'osi nami laharzira. We're afraid that after the kilkul he'll still return. Hilkoch tikon lei rabbonon lahata iskupa al tzido. Therefore the Chachomim said, we never matter, not only, paket is a double issa, that means, if you took it out, you won't be able to put it back, that's for sure. I feel it was like niskalkel agume, because Chazal, not only that, Chazal did not permit even to take it out. The only way you can take out the kedera from the kupa is by gimata al kupa al tzido. And the Chachomim held that no, paket, he's permitted to take it out and put it back. And if it'll be niskalkel agume, I don't have to be chayish that will be oiver on this. Everyone knows the lomdus of the Rambam and of Taisvis and of the Rosh. Taisvis, iloi niskalkel agume pshite. Tvei havel ala mifrach, my time at the man de yosa. That is Takarashi's gilse. Zuchte gemore weiter. Omar avhunen. Hai slikusta. What is slikusta? Let us see Rashi. Esev shehu noel lemare ulahariach. It's a type of a flower that is, it's a nice mare, it smells beautifully. Umemalin kav ofo lach. You fill up, Erev Shabbos, you fill up a flower pot with wet earth. Kad, malin kad, ofolach. You fill up a kad with ofolach. You want to make sure that Shabbos, this flower should be fresh. V'toich ven oisei l'seichoi. And you go and stick in this slikuste in the ofolach Erev Shabbos. V'lisi dustamazai. V'noisnei l'fnei sorim. You bring it for sorim. Uchshul reitze, when he wants to smell it, noitloi, he takes it out of the cat, umeiriach boy, smells it, umachzire lim koimoi. That's the normal procedure, how they were nene from this likusta. So now the shaila is, what do you do on Shabbos? So he says, v'imi ba'oid yoi, if erev Shabbos, Dotzol is seicha ofo. He stuck it into the yofo. Vishofo. He slept it out. Vahodol dotzol. So there were three times it went either in or out from the yofo. Shapir domi lito lamocha laharzira. So then tomorrow you can go and bring it around by the tish. You can make broches. You can be out to the mayor broches with it. Sharei huchaf mokai maishove. With dotza, shofa, with dotza, so the mokim ha-moishav is not so tight. V'uchlak mi ba'oid yoim, v'einoi mezis ofo. So now Rashi says at the end what the problem is. He says, l'chayre, there'd be a mokim to declare that he's metaltal mukze. By lifting it out, he's metaltal mukze. So, but if dotsa shofa v'hoda dotsa shoyi v'ilav osa, but if he didn't do this erev Shabbos, so it's also because he's metal to mutze. This is a memra of Rav Huna. Omar Shmuel, hay sakine debeine urvi. So Rashi says sakine debeine urvi shenoyatzin sakin bein shurei salaveinim shebebinyin lehishtame. They used to stick in the sakin between the shurei salaveinim, the rows of bricks. So in between, they used to stick in a sakin. That was the mokim ha-mishuma. And they used to take it out in Shabbos. So sakini asakin de bene uvi, which is stuck in between the rows of bricks. Also the same aloha. If it was dotsa, sholfa vahodo dotsa, shor. The ilav osa, but if he didn't do this, it is osa. Now, what is here the shaila? So let us just see for 2 minutes a taisvus we had once learned already, but now that we're learning the gemara, we'll have a different klolkeit. This is a taisvus on daf mem dalet amud aleph. This Taisvis and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph brings down that Rashi had said, it doesn't say in our Rashi, but the Taisvis brings down where it says, L'kamon Daf Nun Amud Beis, Omar Shmuel Hai Sakine, the top Taisvis, the Beini Ulvi, Dotsa Visholfa Vahoda Dotsa Shori, Ve'iloi Osa, Upeirish Bekuntris L'kamon Da Osa, why is this Osa? Mishum Tiltul Minatzat. It's tiltal mukze min atzad. When you pull out, if you don't make dotso, sholfa v'hoda dotso, so you be tiltal, the material that is beinei uvi is mukze. So by pulling out the sakin, you'll be, there's a tiltal mukze min atzad. And that is, that Rashi says, klo, by slikuste. That is how Rashi had learned pshat. Taisvus has a tremendous problem on this pshat, because Sai Rav Hune and Sai Shmuel hold Tilta Min Atzad is Mutter and Hilchis Muktzeh. So why did they ask her? So let us just see how Taisus learned Pshat in the Gemara. So Taisus learns a different Pshat in the Gemara. When Nira Lari, the Rav Hune Shmuel Loi Osri Hosa Mishum Tiltu Minatzat, Elo Mishum Shemesir Ofor, Umalchiv HaGume, the Gume gets larger. And so how does it come into the sugya? Ba'aydi da'ayri la'el minei b'gume. Before we're also speaking about gume. Before we're speaking about the gume of atmane. Nokta. So he's also speaking about. So it's a shayla. You're being marchiv the gume. So it's a shayla by the bias. Mestom it's a shayla of boine. And here mestom it's a shayla in the, of chayresh or chayfer. That you're doing this in offer, so that is the shaila. It is not a muktzadik shaila. It is a binyandik shaila. That is how Taisvus learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us get back to the Gemara. So we have a two mahalchim. Marzutre v'iteime Ravashi Oma bigodise dekani shapir domi. That means like this, we have problems where to stick the knife, and Erev Shabbos can only do it if dotsa shalf of other dotsa, but the godisa dekani shaper dom. So Rashi says, the godisa dekani, kanim hadoikrim. It's a certain type of a reed. Sheyaitzim harbe begeza echot. They come out out of one shayrish, utchufim zeboze, and one is next to the other, but it's like a sheath that you can stick a knife in. Shapir domi linaitz besoichon sakin l'shomer. That's a good place to stick in a sakin, and he, there's no Indian of dotso, sholf of a hodo dotso. Maybe by pulling it out, he might scrape off part of the bark. V'chayev mishum moichik, Rashi means memachik, he's chayev al memachik, he's smoothing out. You're not chayish. I saw Ramesh Zechayna Levroch in the Ha'oris, has two Ha'oris over here. First of all, why does Rashi jump to the Isser of Memachek, and why doesn't Rashi speak about the Isser of Toilish, of Kaitzer? If some of the bark will come off, so Lechere, we'll see even Taisus is speaking about that these Kanim were Mechuba Lekarke, so Rashi should have spoken about Kaitzer, Toilish. So Ramosha says that the Isser of Kaitzer only applies If it's the derech to cut this thing off, that means by peiris, past the iser of koitzer, if azoymer eitzim, azoymer v'tzorech le'eitzim, if there's an abundance of branches and you need the eitzim, so that's the derech k'tzire, that means k'tzire was only said if the shteger is to cut off this mechuba. Either you want to use the peiris, or you want to use the branches. That's the chiyuv of kaitzer. But here he says no one wants to take off the bark from a tree, because for kelt, if you want wood, you don't take off the bark. You mekalkel the tree. So the zicher no chiyuv kaitzer. That's why Rashi had to say memachik. Memachik, it seems, there is. You take a wood and you smoothen out the wood by taking off the bark. There is a iser of memachik. That's why Rashi says, "Vein choishishin shemo yigrei raklipe v'chayiv mishum memachik." So Rav Moshe asks, "Why aren't you take chayish?" Good. Koitzer there's not. But why aren't you chayish al memachik? So Rav Moshe says a very interesting svara. He clears the Fetois Kalten Laloch. He wants to say that, he says, by schlepping out the knife, it may be a small part of the bark might come off. That's true. He says, but that's not Meleches Memachik. Meleches Memachik is, you have to smoothen the wood. If a chip of the bark will come off, but the wood is still rough, you're not Chayev Altz Memachik. That's what Ramosha wants to say. And Be'etzem, there is a similar svara in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says by Meleches Boireh, if a person there was a kri of tvue, and it was full of stones, and this person a whole day was taking out the stones, but after a half day's work, it's still abundance of stones, so the Yerushalmi says he's not chayv al tzboireh. Because Meleches Boireh is that you made the edible. So now, before there were 200 stones, now there's 150 stones, and the food isn't edible. So Memele, you're not Chayev al Tzboireh. That's a Yerushalmi. Then Glital says Babli is Chaylik on that. Aval Koponim, Rav Moshe's Svareh is similar to, he's saying this in Meleches Memachek, that you're not Chayev al Tzmemachek, because after the sliver will be shaved off, it's still rough. That's what Rav Moshe says. Lulei dvor of dachsach mir pshat and Rashi is poshit. The reason it's mutter, not because it's not memachik. Rashi dachsach says an andere word. Vein choyshi shin shemo yigre raklipim. Verkehrt, this even though it's tchufim ze bo ze, but lemaise, there's still a space between these two kanim. It's different than when you stick Beine Yulvi. Beine Yulvi Take was completely filled. So when you stick in a knife, so it is it's very tight. If it wasn't Sholf of a Dotsa. So Mamela, then there's problems of Tiltul Mukta of Dos. But these Kanim, even though it's Tchufim Zebo Zeb, but they're separate. So therefore Rashi saying, Veinei choshish in shemo yigre raklip. Don't have to be afraid, he will be goyra. V'chayim mishamoichik. Rashi, that's my vice in punkvakel. That if he would be goyra, he would be chayim. No, ain't choshish in shemo yigre raklip. Al Kaponim, this is a hemshech of what we had learned till now, that it is not poshet to schlep out a knife, either still to mukse, or here to the difanisa. That's the Gemara till now. Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Rove Mosev Rav Ktine Tiyufte. This shtick Torah that Shmuel and Rav Huna had said that you're not allowed to pull out the slikusta, you're not allowed to pull out the sakine, is not ausgehalten. Mosev Rav Ktine Tiyufte. That's abgefragt from a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kloyim says, Hatoimein lefes utznoinais tachas agefen. A person covers lefes utznoinais tachas agefen. Im hoya miktas alav megulim. If miktas of the alim were megule, that means it wasn't completely submerged, covered with the earth. Ein echoishes loimishum kloyim, loimishum shviyis, it says over here, on the gay alone of the vial, it says venitlin b'shabbos, even though when he lifts up the lefes, so the dirt that was surrounding the lefes will shuckle off, let's say according to Rashi, so al kaponim, there's no iser of tiltul mukta, fakir, this is tiltul mukta minatzad l'tzayrich dover hamuta. And Memele, not like Rav Huna and not like Shmuel. Now let us see Rashi. Mosiv Rav Ktine Tiyufte Lahanach Rabonim. The Omri, Hanach Rabonim is Rav Huna and Shmuel. The Eloi Dotsa V'sholfa Osa. Hatoi Mein Lefes. Lehishtamein Bekalke. He stuck in, he was Matmin Lefes. That it should be preserved. Shekein Dalka. Ho de nokat miktas olav migulim, that some of the leaves are still sticking out, mishum nitlim b'shabes nokat lo. The lav mishum midiachin, lagab the other aloches that you're not chayev, al tzkloyim, al shviyis, that even if all the leaves were covered, there wouldn't be a problem. The ain miktas olav migulim, ain le b'mel lo ichsa, elim ke mezis to ofo b'yadayim. So therefore, lagab b'shabes, you need some of the leaves to be sticking out. Loi mishim kloyim, the ein zu shesile, he's not planting over here, he's just covering. Veloi mishim maisa, the name of botla lo agav karke, that it became bottled to the karke, since it was tamen the karke, v'rei kaloikta mitchile, Maybe something became added. So if it would have been considered like a zriya, there would be a chiyuv maisa. But since there's no zriya, even if something did get added, we'll see in Tosfos that is not called there's no chiyuv of hafroshes maisa on the hoisofer. Nitlum b'shabesh, ha'ichsa b'miktsas aleh, ha'megulim v'lechayish imof ha'nizes me'elov, for who are then lisli kuste. Let us see Tosfos. Ha'taymen, gurdise dekani, min ilon kepeish pekuntres, k'damash b'ayisem pasen, umayri lamata mi gimel, speaking about that it's less than gimel tfochim, d'leke isa mishtamash v'mechubikram pek, kol ha'kelem pek, basa da'eribim. Like this would be another shayli, mishtamash v'mechubah, which is also. So less than Gimel Tvachim does not have a din of an Elon of that the Reim Mishnamshim b'machuba. Ha'kaimein lefes etznoinis al kolchoch b'shaloi hishrishu mayri. It's speaking about that the lefes etznoinis did not get roots. The b'hishrishu loy hoya nitlem b'shabbos. How could you take it out b'shabbos? It's a shail of Talish. B'mtayma. That means if someone will be permitted to be matmin, so someone else will plant. Planting is bachbitter, shviyis, kloim. Avo meiser, amai nokte, what is the chiddush of meiser over here? The afilu hishrisha, afilu would become nishash. Given the leket taisvis. So taisvis, the Dvar learned there was no taisvis over here. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? The loy mishum maiser, because he was taimen. Afilu wouldn't be nishchash. It also wouldn't be yachiyev maiser. Given the leket taisvis. The e noktei nishorei la'aser minatolish mimokim acher olav. Maybe he wants to tell you a different thing. That since he was toimen, one is permitted to be mafrish maiser minatolish on this. Oy la'soysoy maiser ala tolish. B'loy chayshin induma osa la'aser minatolish ala mechuboy leheper. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that I don't have to think that people might make a mistake and assume that this is mechuba. And if I'm mafrish from this ala tolish or from a tolish on this, people won't be machlif and say you'll have to be mafrish min a tolish al mechuba. People understand that money is not hashrosh. It doesn't become mechuba. In kain havaleil minket trume. So why didn't he chapa maisa? The b'chol duchti, when he speaks about this problem of afrosh min atolish al mechuba, usually speaks about truma. The bechol duchta rogel asker truma al ze. Kedoma in termi min atolish al mechuba, peiris aru gezu tlushim yi truma peiris aru gezu mechuborim. Period. So memele, so mesami is not speaking about that. So what is he speaking about? Oim ari, derigile su shemitoisefes machmas lichluchis akal. That it sprouts, grow out from a lefes tznoinos, from the moisture of the karka. K'moy she'onu royim shumim ubitzolim shemitoisven afilu k'shemenochim b'chaloi. Even they're standing in the window, they'll start sprouting. So memele, by putting it into the karka, that could encourage that the tznoinis in the lefesh should grow. And this taisvis, the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying, you don't have to meiser it. Why? Because this taisvis did not come about through zriya, through ashroshe. So this taisvis is not mechuyah b'meiser. Something that grew, b'koyach zriye, some emailer, there's a chiva froshes meiser on that. But something that grew, b'koyach lachluches, so there's no chiva meiser. The davke nokat ha'toymen, that the kavona was to be matmen. Aval beniskaven lenetia, even if it wasn't mushrish yet, chayshes misham kulam. Then it was mischaven to plant it, take it. He had an intent to leave it there, so then, chayshes misham kulam, then Chazal gave it a din ki'ilu hu nishrash, and it's also als klayim, shviyis, maisa, and it's einay nitl b'shabbos. The Sfas Emes wants to say a vote on our Gemara Tesis before, and that Mem Dalet is Moira. The Gemara asked the Kashe and Shmuel and Rav Huna. It says Hatoymen Lefes Utsnoinois is Nitolim B'Shabbos. You'll have to be take it in Shabbos. So Tesis asks, so what's the Kashe and Rav Huna? Maybe it's speaking about that it was Dotso V'Sholfa V'Hodo Dotso, just like the Slikusta. You also passed around the Slikusta of Shabbos. But speaking about Erev Shabbos, when you stuck it into the earth, you made sure that it was Dotsa Vishalfa Voda Dotsa. So maybe Hatoymen Levis Itznoinis, that's Nitlim Bishabbos, is speaking about that it was also the same thing. What's the Ka? Tiyufte, the Gemara Fekta Tiyufte. Taisus Muchitzer. So the Sfas Emes wants to say, according to this Taisus is very good, because this Taisus says that it starts sprouting. So the dots of a shofar won't help the situation over here. Because even though if Erev Shabbos there was some space between the tznainis and the earth, because he stuck it in, he stuck it in dots of a shofar, vahada dots of, but by the time Shabbos rolls around, it could be sprouts came out. We're speaking about that it did sprout. So if it did sprout, so Lamaisa del Vaita will be an Asiyas Gume or a Tiltul Mukze, Dots of Ishofa will not help by Lefes Etznoinis. So that's why the Gemara asked Yufta. That's a psachap from the Sfas Emes. Mitzas Olav Megulim. Why do you say that the Olam of Megulim, Mishum Deboilem Misni, V'nitlim B'Shabbos? Not at Mitzas Olav Megulim, K'da Perish Bekuntres. Uba Oroch Mashme, the Mishum Kulu Nokat. This is not because of Shabbos, nor because of all the halachas. The Pirish B'Shem Rav Haigoyim, the Goras, not Mitzas Olov Megulim, the Goras Imhoyo Mikzosom Megulim, that part of the Lefes was uncovered. She'imahi Mois Tmunim B'Kalkev, the Lefes itself was completely submerged in the Kalkev, V'olim megulim harezu zriya. This is called zriya. This is not called atmone. Harezu zriya meula. Elodavke miktsoson megulim. Not miktsas olav, no miktsoson. Part of the lefes is uncovered. Einei choshesh mishum kloim ushviyis the lav zriya. U'mashe hikshe v'loi zriya meuli la pirchi the b'loi yishrishu v'ayrik and the frishes. Could be, even though it's completely covered, but since it is not mushresh, so it doesn't have a din of zriya, it has a din of atmon. We'll skip the rest of the stasis because it's a complicated tulpul on the Gemara and Erevin. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Loiki so mi ba'oidyay. What is the din if a person was not matmin mi ba'oidyay? So it became Shabbos already. One is not permitted to be matmen. You only could be matmen mi ba'oidyon. Lo yechasenu mishetechshach, Sharashi says, o parishna taima beperik beis, mitnei ma'omru ein toimnim bedobo she'enei moisef hevel mishachsheicho. Why did Chazal ask that to be matmen bedobo she'enei moisef hevel? Zero shemo yartiach, that he might go, and he'll take the food off the eish, and right in Shabbos, and he'll see that later it's cold, and he has to be matmen it for tomorrow, so be a meiradik in the science, he'll stick it back on the fire and make sure that she cook a little bit, so she'll be able to, be matmen something hot, and it'll be oivan the issa bishul, or the tadr shem be oivan the issa havore. So Memela, that is why one is only permitted to be matmin mi ba'oidyoy. Kisohu v'nizgala. What happens if he covered it
v'nizgala, and the kisui fell off. And this was l'chayre in Shabbos. Muta l'chasoisoi. So he's permitted to recover it. This is not considered atchilas hatmone, since it's kisol v'nizgala, muta l'chasoisoi. Let us see Tosfos. Kisol v'nizgala, muta l'chasoisoi. Nira l'ri. Dohu adin v'muta l'galoisoi b'yadayim. Not only are you, if it became this gala in Shabbos, are you permitted to be mechased again? You're allowed to take out the kedera, and it wouldn't be a mutzah dikishayla. When there's no, you take it out of the gume, so it's this gala, and you put it back in the gume, it's kisol. So that's also muta. K'may she muta litol hagdeira lachzira. So why does it say kisohu v'nizgale? Nizgale v'aistois that von sich allein the kisi fell off. V'ho denokat kisohu v'nizgale. So Taisi says amuyim de kechidish. That he had covered it midboi yoin. And then later the whole kisui fell off. And he comes in Shabbos and he finds his kedera that was so carefully wrapped around, it's nizgala. So memele, so in Shabbos, so even though bitchilas knisas haShabbos, it was nizgala, but since it was nizgala, no one was megale, it was nizgala by itself, so therefore it is mutter. V'odinoki kisov nizgala, mishubt nizgala miboy yoy mairi. They're speaking about this Nizgalim about Yoim Dumye de Reisha, that the Reisha says, Reisha is also speaking about Miboid Yoim. Like so Miboid Yoim. So now it means Nizgalim Miboid Yoim. Dumye de Reisha, like so Miboid Yoim. They come out, the Mutalach Hasai Soy Mishetech Shach. Afal Pikin, so even though in Shabbos it was a Megula de Kikdeire, but since Miboid Yoim, it was mechusa, so that is sufficient. Avolim gilom biyodayim iboid yoim, kidei lechasoyse mishetechshach, osa lechasoyse mishetechshach, the dom yelitchila satmon. If he took it off biyodayim, so that's considered, now he wants to be mechased lechatchila in Shabbos, that's called atchila satmon. Akaponim Taisi says, amuyim dikechidish, that it was nizgalim iboid yoim, it's muta lechasoyse. In Shulchan Aruch, we do not paskin like Tosfos, there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, klar, that the whole heter of Nizgale is dafke in Shabbos. Uz Nizgale mi boi yoim, forget about it. That's called Atchilas Atmone and is awesome. Let us continue the Mishnah. Memalei es hakitoin. A person is permitted to fill up a kitoin, v'noisein l'tachas hakar, etachas haksas. He's allowed to cover it. And this would seem he's allowed to do this in Shabbos. So Rashi says, memalei hakitoin, shel tzoinon. You fill up a kitoin of tzoinon, cold water, v'noisein l'soich hakar. So what is the purpose of doing this? So there's a meira de kerashi, it's a big machlekes harishainim. So Rashi says, he's putting it for the purpose, Shaloye Chomu B'choy Makayetz. He wants to insulate this kitoin. The sun is burning down. He wants to have cold water. So in order to avoid that it shouldn't get hot, Shaloye Chomu B'choy Makayetz V'chamo. K'goyin kar k'sah shalavadim sha'enei mechamen. Forget it, insulate. So memele. So what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us one is permitted to put a davar, to be matmen in Shabbos a davar tzoinon for the purpose that it should remain cold. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Mutar lahatmen es hatzoinon. You're allowed to be matmen tzoinon. So what does Rashi say? Mutter lahat min es hatzoyna. Weiter des elbe shtik teure. Mipnei hachamo, shaloi yachumu. So now Rashi is telling us what the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul is. That means if a person would watch Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul in Shabbos, he takes that kitain and he wraps it around so carefully. So Mamela that Aimitz is a chayslan and for Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, no, if he could wrap around his kitain, I can wrap around my cholent. There's a mitzvah b'chamin. He won't know the lumdis that chamin they asked. Shemo yitzpanik de rosein will be mevashel. Tzainon, there's no issa. A person might not differentiate between the hatashem atmon echadu. So Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said, no. If you're matmin the tzainon to remain cold, this does not go into the issa atmon, and people will differentiate, and therefore it is mutter. Omar Rav Yosef, maike mashmalon, tanine. Memalei odom kitain v'noisein tachas akar oi tachas aksatz. It's a mishne. It's a chiddush of Yudah Meshmul. Omalei abaye tuve kemashmulam. No, of Yudah Meshmul saying big chiddush. Why? Dimi mas nisen hava minahane mili dovo she'ein darkoi lahatmen. Avol dovo she'darkoi lahatmen. Loi. Kemashmulam. That this is also mutter. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, imi mas nisen hava minahani mili kigoy mayin tzoynenim. Shein dalkom lahat min tachas kal viksas lechamamon. Mayim tzoynenim, cold water, you never mat min tachas kal viksas lechamamon. Shein mischamim in bekach. So this pula will never warm up cold water. Hilkach lekel migzer, so you're not geyser. So people will know cold water is not a hatmone that Chazal asked. Avol dovo shedalkei lahatmin lechamim kigoyin tavshel, something a tavshel that the steiger is a person is matmin to remain hot. Eimo lo yatminenu mipnei hachamo. I would think if this is a food that the derech is you matmin it letzairechimum, safilo he's matmin it not letzairechimum, he's matmin it letzairech that it shouldn't get hot, fakel, that it shouldn't get spoiled from the sun. But it is a double shedarkei lahatmin. So I would think that this is also is kamash malon. No, if the intent is to protect from the chaim, the intent is that it should remain cold. It is mutter. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam learns a different Pshat in this Heta. The Rambam in Peri Dalot Halacha Dalot on Hilche Shabbos says as follows. We'll see later there's a Moira de Kanaf Kamina Lalochet. Umutter litmain es dover hatzainon b'shabbos. A person is permitted to be matmen a dover tzainon. Kidei shelo yitztanein b'yoysa. That it shouldn't be too cold. So the Rambam says a person is permitted to be matmen a dover tzainon. It shouldn't be so cold. Oy kidei shetofuk tzinos. It should get a little warm. Is you also permitted? So the Rambam is a meikel. The Rambam, according to Rashi, chas v'sholem, if you're being matmen letzairech to be moisef chamimus, that's also Chazal asset. Chazal didn't make such chamimus is mutter, a big chamimus is also. If you're being matmen letzairech chamimus, it is also according to Rashi. The Rambam says you could be matmen lehochem. That's also mutter. And that is what the chamimus is. If the chamimus is kadeshe tofik tzinosom, so memele, then that is mutter. And the Goyin explains what the Shakla of Italia. The Shakla of Italia is, I would think, Davke Mayim Shein Derech Lahatmin Lohochim Elo Lohofik Tzinosom. So that is Mut. Avol Shal Dvorm De Darkom Lahatmin Lohochim Mamish. So if he puts it Lohofik Tzinosom, it should be also Eskamash Malon. That is also Mut. As long as it's not Lahatmin, that it should be very hot. Aces, according to the Rambam, there is a kule of hatmone bidavol tzainon. If it's tzainon, even though the purpose is that you get a little warm, it is still permitted. And later in the sugya we'll see more of the kenafkaminas. Besides the poshta kenafkamina, what we see now that according to Rashi, the whole heter of hatmone tzainon is only if the mechuvin is shelo yechem, it shouldn't get warm. According to the Rambam, one is permitted to be matman, even though it will get warm. Omar Rav Hune, Omar Rebbe. Also lahatmin as atzoinan. He disagreed with Rav Yudah Mishmur. In fact, the Gemara Vasanya Rebbe hit lahatmin as atzoinan, Rebbe was matter. He did hold like Rav Yudah Mishmur. So the Gemara says, loikash, ho mikamei deshamei de Rav Yishmoel. Before he heard from Rav Yishmoel and Rav Yoisi, he asked lahatmin as atzoinan. Holebosa de Shomei. The Gemara brings down a Maisa. Ki ha da osa Yosef Rebbe, va omar osa lahatmin asa tzoyna. He said you're not allowed to be matmin tzoyna. Omar lefon av Rabbi Shmuel ba Rabbi Yosi, abe hita lahatmin asa tzoyna. My father was mater lahatmin asa tzoyna. Omar, so Rebbe said, your father was mater, Kvar hoir is okay. No, if Rabbi Yosi was matter, I retract my words. It's mutter be lahatmer as atzoin. Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope was nespoil from the godless of Rebbe. Boyu re'ei kama mechavavin ze eze. She'ilu Rabbi Yosi kayim hoya. If Rabbi Yosi would have still been alive, kofu for Yoshev lifnei Rebbe. He would have been nichna lifnei Rebbe. The Rabbi Shmuel be Rabbi Yosi de memalei mokim avois of Hava. Rabbi Shmuel be Rabbi Yosi, he was equivalent to his father. Havi vekofu v'yoshev lifnei Rebbe. So lemaise Rabbi Yosi, if he would have been alive, and Rabbi Shmuel, who was equivalent to his father, were kofu v'yoshev lifnei Rebbe. Pekomar and Rebbe said kvar hoire zokim. That means that was the godless, the anivis of Rebbe, kvar hoire zokim, and he retracted his words. Let us see Rashi. Hite lahat min asatzoinon mitnei hachoim. Again Rashi says it. He's matter to be matmen tzoinon if the purpose is that it shouldn't get too hot. Zokim Rabbi Yosi. Memalei mokim avois of godel kovit. Rabbi Shmuel as big as his father. Hayakofe v'yoyshev ne Rebbe minei kvoida nesiyis. Loi hayamoyre lefonov. Afo pishe god lemenu. So Rashi says, even though Rabbi Yosi was a big alamdan, but he wouldn't have the iderech eretz to paskin kineged Rebbe, because Rebbe was the nosi. Farei rezokin gidloi v'nisoi olo. Let us see Taisus. Ilo ye Rabbi Yosi kaim o ye kofer. Perish Rabbeinu Shloime, machmes nisi yusoi. Ta Rabbi Yosi ha ye godol mi Rebbe. He was taken bigger than Rebbe. Ke de muchach pek beiz de nide. Ta omelei Rabbi Yishmo ba Rabbi Yosi l Rab Chama ba Bisne. He told Rab Chama ba Bisne, what should I tell you? Ke divrei Rebbe o ye moloch? Should I tell you what Rebbe holds? Ke divrei Abba. Or what my father holds? Omelei, ke divrei Rebbe o meli. Tell me what Rebbe holds. Omalei, zeh shoimim olav dodom godolu, shemeniach divrei harab, shemeh divrei ha-talmud. That you want to hear Rebbe was abchina from a Talmud kineged Rabbi Yosi. And you want to hear what Rebbe has to say? So memele, so therefore, so we see klo that Rebbe was abchina from a Talmud b'fnei Rabbi Yosi, and Udin b'fnei Rabbi Shmuel. No, pshat is, they were kofuf m'bnei k'kvoid of the Nesiyas. But when it's time meforish, it's not so poshut. The vadai mitchila hoye Rebbe Talmidei shel Rabbi Yosi. That's true. Aber acher kach nischakim Rebbe. He became much smarter. Kedekama hosom. The Rab Chama sova. What did Rab Chama want? What Rebbe held? Rebbe reish mesifter shchichi rabbonon gabei. Rebbe was exposed to a lot of talmidei chacham mirarizeki yeshiva. Umechadet in shmeitzei the chachme that he was able to accumulate from all the chachamim that learned in his yeshiva, so he was nisale. So could be that the kfifa was not only out the kovod and the siyus, but could be tak out the godless and tairos. Amalei Rav Nachman ledoru avdei. Atman li tzoynon, he told them, Atman li tzoynon, that's the din we hear till now, that we should be matman adova tzoynon. Number one, v'aiseli maya de achim kfeila amor. And bring me a hot glass of water that a goy cooked up. A goy is a cooked up. Shoma rab ami veikbit. So Rab Ami heard these two things. Rab Nachman is matman tzoynon. Rab Nachman drinks hot water that a goy cooked. Ikbit. Ah, how could Rab Nachman do such a thing? Amar Rab Yosef, so Rab Yosef asked Rab Ami, my time may ikbit. What time did he have on him? Keravosay of it. He did the way his Rebbe saw him. Chode kerav, v'chode kishmu. Kishmuel, the Omar Rav Yudom Shmuel, we started off the sugya mutter lahatmin asat tzoynon. It was matman tzoynon. The Rebbe held the Megdachia matman tzoynon. Kerav, the Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Omar Rav, kol shehu nechal kemoy shehu chai, ein boi mishum bishulei nochem. There's no isra of bishulakum by something that is edible raw. So Mamela was vilsta from Zan Levin. What did he do wrong? Who saw that? Rabbi held, yeah, that's an aloch is oiskahalten. But Adam Choshuv Shani. Adam Choshuv is not supposed to chap on kulis. These are kulis, which are mutter me'iker adin, but not from Adam Choshuv. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Atmin li tzoynon b'shabes. Va'aisi li maye da'achim kfeila almo. Shehechmon nachtum nochi ubechoil. The Rishash wants to make a grais bechoil. And the Rishash wants to say because of this grais that he made, he says it would seem these two mices happened at the same time. That's the Ritas Loshna Gemor. And Rashi says that the water was cooked up yet bechoil. So why did Rashi say it was cooked up bechoil? Maybe it was cooked up b'shabbos. And there's a machloikis in Simen Shin Chof Hei, Siv Dalet, if a goy cooked up water for himself, if a yid is allowed to drink it. So since Rashi said, Bechoil, so Vaisis, and he seems to learn that it's speaking about both mices happened at the same time, so Rashi holds, even if the goy cooked it up himself, for himself in Shabbos, it is also, Shema Yoyim Roloi HaYisrael Lohochem Bishviloi. They also, to partake of a tafshil that a goy cooked for himself in Shabbos. So therefore Rashi is moisif b'choil. The lashmi'inon, the ain behem ishum bishulei nochem. He wanted to be mefarsim that there's no isra bishul nochem. Kerabosei, kerabosov. So the Gemara asks, so what's the taine an Rav Nachman? Adam choshev shayni. Sheroya oisai shehu meikel oimedo meikel yaisa. Meikel yaisa. People get the wrong perspective. They see an Adam Godel is meikel. That's all that they have to know. It's a kule, it's atmone, it's bishalakum, and he's meikel. No. If it's good enough for him, so I could be moisif. Adam choshev shan. Tanu rabbon. Aval pisha amru ein toimnem afilu bedover she einei moisef hevel misha chesheicha. Even though Chazal said that one is not permitted to be matmin, even bedover she einei moisef hevel in Shabbos, in bola hoise, but if he wants to add on to the atmone, it was tomon before, but he wants to add on moisef. Keitzad, we'll see if you were geirus to Keitzad. Taisa speaks about it.
Ketzad hu oise, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, noitel as hasadinim, one is permitted, he was matmin with sheets. Kem zech foshna, what kind of atmona this was. Umeiniach as haglufkerin, and he can now put on a heavy coat. Oi noitel as haglufkerin, or if he wants, he can take off the heavy coat, umeiniach as hasadinim. Al koponim, we have over here, this yisod, that if it was mutman for before Shabbos, one is permitted to change the atmona. This is considered a continuation of the previous atmona. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein time nesacham yishach sheicha." V'afilu b'dov v'sheinim ayisepev. Uchudamor. We mentioned before the reason. Shema yimtzik derosay tzeinenis k'sheir tzalatmina v'yafichenu b'Shabbos. So that's what he does in the winter. He wants to have a real hot shalom. Im yorei shemo yakdiach tavshiloi machmas roiv kisui. Maybe the tavshil will get burnt because of the roiv kisui. He's allowed to take off the glufkere and put on a sadin. The Beis Meir brings a raya from this Rashi. It's a moiridike Rashi that he asks, how could a tavshil get burnt from a coat? It's good, so it's insulated well. But how will it get burnt? It's not burnt yet. How will it get burnt? So he says, you see from Rashi, that if something is hot, and you're insulating it, that it should remain hot, so you're enhancing the cooking process, and it could cook till it gets burnt. That's what we see from this Rashi. That means even though there's no dover hamoisef hevel, there's only the heat and the kedere, by preventing the cold, preventing to expose it to the cold air, you can create a bishul. That is where I was medayik from this Rashi. Let us see Taisus. Keitza tu oise, gab shimim me gemli loima neitel as asadinim. Nire lari olarav peiris, gloi garsinen keitza tu oise. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel polygat Tanakam. Why? The loy shari, the Tanakam, was only matter el alohoise. He was only permitted that if you have one kisui, you're allowed to add on another kisui. That's the loshna of the Tanakam. Ava bishama im toimim. Yeah, im bo alohoise f moisef. That's the Tanakam. You can add on another coat, another blanket. But to change the materials which are matmin, according to the Tkana Kama, that's also, that's called matmin mitchila. Rab Shimon Gamliel shoy af lahachlif. V'chosh ken lito lahachzer oisadoved, lo have a kolkach tchila satmone. V'ayin ad dekoma, the next aloche, v'chein oi Rab Shimon Gamliel, oi mekloima, shoy emekol kula achiti gabi atmone. It means if the Ketzad is only Meforish, so the Geiris Ketzad, he didn't say any Kul, he just explained the Tanakama. But now if you're not Geiris Ketzad, so he's Moisiv on the Tanakama. The Tanakama said only Esof is Mutter, and he was Mechadish Afil Achlof is Mutter. So the next Halacha is also another Kul that Rav Shimon Gamliel was Mechadish Behilchas Atmona.